back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
I'm here every Saturday morning, and it's always a lot of fun talking local sports, national sports, and, of course, talking about the good kids, the kids that have done something special. And this young lady was on the show last year after her team captured their second consecutive state volleyball titles. And, you know, she came on with her teammate, Hannah Carver, and it was a lot of fun. But we really didn't get into specifically about what this girl has done, when she started playing volleyball and all the accolades she's getting. It's pretty special when you make commit to St. Louis University, a Division I volleyball program, early in your junior year. So, you know, it's got to be something to get that out of the way. So far this year, this young lady plays middle hitter or outside hitter for Calvary Day School. She's 6'1", so she's perfect for volleyball. And in 14 games, she has 83 kills. She has a hitting percentage of .465. She's blocked 14 solo blocks, that means by herself, and 19 combined. She has 13 aces serving. And like I said, she's a St. Louis University commit. She was first team All-State last year as a junior. She's been All-Region twice. And I'm telling you right now, last year, 69 blocks, 45 aces, 230 kills, or as an old guy like me likes to say, spikes. Okay. And same thing, hitting percentage over 400. So she's been doing a great job. And that's why she's this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Joining me in studio for the second time, Sarah Daniel. Sarah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you know, I've been following volleyball, and I forget who I was talking to, and they said, well, you know, you're always covering football. I don't always cover football. I try to be, good with all the athletes of the week. I like people to call me and nominate the people, but sometimes I have to go looking. And when this person told me your name, Sarah Daniels, I said, yeah, she's been on already. But, you know, that was with Hannah, so this time, why not? Let's do it solo and tell people about Sarah Daniels. So, I mean, congratulations, St. Louis University. Very good school. Because, yes, you know, I've had a couple of kids in my family that looked at that school of high academics, and a couple of my former athletes checked into St. Louis. The Billikens, I love that nickname. Great mascot. If you want to look at a logo, Kevin Thomas, if you're listening, the guy that was just on from 3 and Out, our local 3-6 drive-by show. Drive-by, whoops. Drive show, okay? No, it's not a drive-by show. He's into the logos and mascots, mm-hmm, too. But the Billikens are great, so... All right, so, you know, playing volleyball, you know, you've been very successful. When did you get on the court? When did you start playing?
Well, I actually got in through basketball. I had a friend I played with, and about fifth grade, she took me to one of the Club Savannah clinics, and at first, I didn't like it, but it eventually clicked, and I started club in 13, when I was 13, and kind of stuck with me since then.
Basketball turned into a volleyball player. That's usually what happens, okay, or a volleyball player turns into a basketball player. So, I mean, you got kills or spikes, as the old guy likes to call. Your hitting percentage is good. You like blocking it. I think, me personally, watching someone spike the ball is pretty exciting. But blocking the ball really gets the other team dejected because they think they got a great shot and you block it. What do you like most about volleyball, and what is your best skill at volleyball?
The thing I like the most is definitely it's a mentality sport. It's 80% mentality, 20% physical, but it's just such a fast...
Sounds like baseball.
Yes, but it's very fast, so not like
not
baseball.
Slow.
Not
slow, right.
But you just got to focus one ball at a time, and I think probably my favorite skill or best skill is definitely the hitting. It's just awesome just getting up and having a solid contact and ripping at a ball.
And what happens when you block somebody's shot? You look at the girl's faces on the other side, it's like... I can't believe she just did that.
Yeah, that's great. Whenever you're up there and you know you're up there and you know it's going to be a block, it just happens. And it's just a really great feeling because they get really down. Your team gets really hyped up.
So, and we hear about, you know, all sports now. All mm-hmm. the kids are getting into a routine. They're weight training, they're speed training, and, you know, they're getting better at the sport. What do you do to make yourself a better volleyball player?
I do weight training on the side. You know, I try and eat healthy, but it's more of the stuff you do in practice on the court. And so I just kind of like, when I get ready, putting on my knee pads, ankle braces and stuff like that, I just kind of get in the right mindset to practice and get, you know, work hard.
Yeah, same routine over and over again, mm-hmm. practice, doing it over and over again, makes it better. So now, as far as you going into the season, I mean, you know, All-State last year as a junior, All-Region, St. Louis University under, you know, you got that under your belt. You don't have to worry about this year. Was there any personal goals for you coming into the season?
I sat down with my coach, and I would really like to get Player of the Year, but it's you know, it comes with the team and the hard work, and I can't really do it without the team. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But there's always a lot of good volleyball players in Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody says, oh, well, Atlanta has all the best teams. But if you notice lately, it's the Savannah teams that are mm-hmm. getting to the finals with the good players. So.
Well, it is Club Savannah. It's been on a rise. And thanks to Matt Leinbarger, the coach over there, he's done a great job of just improving girls all around.
Yeah, I mean, that's another routine you could say when you go out and play traveling volleyball, baseball, mm-hmm. whatever. That also helps you, too. Now, as a team, I know Hannah Hunter's team oriented. What was the team goal? Or what is the team goal? Because you're not done yet. You only played 14 matches.
Well, we sat down at the beginning of the season, and we definitely want to make it to the state championship again. But we also decided that it just doesn't happen. And we just decided it's a new season, new team. And we actually wrote this down that every practice, we're going to walk out the gym better than when we walked in.
Yeah, that's a great goal to have. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Senior volleyball player from Calvary Day School, Sarah Daniels. All right, so I'm putting you on the spot.
All right.
Tell us about your buddies. Tell us about your teammates. Tell us about the Cavalier volleyball team.
All right.
There's only 10 of you this year, I heard.
Yes, sir. A big difference from last year. But I really love the girls. They're all great personalities. A ton of young, great, you know, level of play. Let's see. All the girls, just about every girl can play every position. So if Coach Hannah wanted to, she'd be like, Tinley, go play middle. Sarah, go play outside. Basha, play right side. And it's great to have that camaraderie and just the relationship with each other to say, okay, we can do this, we can do that, and just talk about it. And I think even though our bench isn't deep, our ability between the players is very, very, you know, varied.
I mean, you covered it well. You didn't single anybody out. You didn't forget anybody. You said all your teammates. That's a good job. And, of course, the two people that are running the show, Coach Hunter, Hannah Hunter, and, of course, Chad Carver, which is a basketball coach helping out with the volleyball team. And we know Hannah Carver was his daughter, who was phenomenal player of the year a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Just a great. So tell us about the coaches. Tell us about what does Chad bring to the team?
Oh,
that's what I want to know.
Chad he's very much the mentality coach. He is so funny. We have these sayings. You'll hear us screaming in the game, hammer the nail. Flip the page, pressure burst pipes. We just come up with these, and Chad will just yell in the middle of a game. And he also, during the games, he tracks and writes down what hitters do and servers.
Right.
And so he helps us with that and just recognizing patterns. And Coach Hannah, she's awesome. She played collegiate at Georgia Southern. That was they had a great season then. And she really can relate to the girls. She knows when to, you know, spur us on, when to calm us down. And she knows how to relate to the girls and knows what to do on the court.
So you could say she's a player, player's coach, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I know we're up against the clock here, and you get a chance to play any other sports?
I do swimming.
Oh, okay, good.
During the winter, fall, and that's kind of during club season, but it's fun. I love it.
Hung up the basketball, eh?
Yeah, they're trying to get me to play.
Coach Hamilton's got to be bugging you. I know Jackie's got to be bothering you. All right, Calvary Day School, okay? You've been there how many years now?
Four.
4 years. What has Calvary Day School meant to Sarah Daniels?
Oh, wow. It's definitely life-changing. I remember when I came from my tiny little school at Veritas to Calvary, it was like, wow, this is great. This is what school should be. You know everybody. Everybody knows everything. And so it's just great to have a ton of people you can talk to. It's very... not family oriented, but like they have it's a great culture at Calvary. Like, and you can talk to anybody. The teachers and administration are great. Like, I can just walk into a classroom and be like, hey, I need help. And they're just great. I love the teachers and just love everybody at Calvary.
And I'm talking to Sarah Daniels, our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Calvary Day School Volleyball. Okay, volleyball's over. Mm-hmm. You finish college. Hopefully you'll be lucky to play volleyball professionally, beach volleyball, whatever you want to do. But when volleyball's over, what does Sarah Daniels want to do?
I'm really looking to go into maybe engineering or business.
Nice.
And then kind of just want to settle down, maybe have a side job of coaching. I just love volleyball. I just realized that, you know, volleyball's not going to last forever. So I have plans to get a job, major in something.
Okay, I'm looking for something. Yeah. It's been a long morning, so.
It's all right.
But I'll give it to you. I got a plaque for you from Dr. Bart Wetherington. Mm-hmm. Great job. I'm glad you come on and do, you know, this is all about, you know, Sarah. Pretty exciting. St. Louis. Okay, I'm going to go a little steady here. Why St. Louis University?
Well, I love the education. They have a great business and math program. The coaches are great. Kent Miller, he was actually assistant coach for the national team for a couple years. And they were were with me every step of the recruiting process, and I love the girls. I know some of the girls that I'm going to play with, and I've already played with one of them at the USA team. And I just, it's like Calvary. It reminds me of Calvary. It's just the culture there. Like, everybody's close.
Good deal. And found the plaque. And here you go from Dr. Bart Weatherington. And for all your accolades and great season, great career, going to St. Louis University, you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic
Athlete. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you on. So, like I said, you got a kid that deserves something like this, just give me a call, 912-507-9158. It's on my Facebook page, the Call of the Monster Sportsport, and let me know. All right. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You want to pick something up and throw it across the room? Well, if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, in Savannah, Georgia, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pula, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart. That's Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs.